A Cape York Indigenous community will be used as a test case to see if the harvesting of wild crocodile eggs should be allowed again in Queensland. A pilot program is set to review whether the practice can resume without affecting numbers. It was stopped to protect crocodiles after overhunting. It's hoped a revived industry would boost Indigenous employment. Louisa Rebgetz reports from Cape York.
On the edge of western Cape York, rangers in the remote community of Pomperow search for crocodile eggs.
This way's the nest, this way? Ah, yeah.
Armed with just a bamboo stick.
That's the track, is it?
They're taking Queensland's Environment Minister, Stephen Miles, to a nest to show him why they want egg harvesting. They discover a nest full of eggs. Many hatchlings are already dead. Ranger Gavin Kendall says only 1% survive in the wild.
If we get a good wet season, the nests all get flooded, and they drown and they get lost anyways.
Queensland bans the harvesting of wild eggs, but it has proven successful in the Northern Territory, where the crocodile population is much larger. Crocodiles are listed as vulnerable after being hunted to near extinction up until the 1970s. Minister Miles wants a team to conduct a scientific egg harvesting trial in Pomperow.
There's an argument that they might be able to harvest those eggs in a sustainable way with little or no impact on the crocodile population. And so that's what we're exploring. It's complicated. There are state and federal laws as well as international treaties.
The community used to have a thriving crocodile trade, establishing Australia's first farm more than 50 years ago. It used to employ more than a dozen local Indigenous people. Mayor Ralph Kendall says now it only employs one and struggles to get enough crocodile hatchlings.
We had a heap of guys on ground doing the work, and now you look at, there's an abandoned crop pens behind you, and so we just struggling to break even at the moment.
He says egg harvesting will boost jobs. The mayor says the process would also help the local crocodile population, which is already healthy.
We could take most of the eggs, incubate them here, and then probably put 3 or 4% back in the wild at a certain size.
The Environment Minister says the trial results will help determine whether commercial egg harvesting can be rolled out in other parts of Cape York.
We want to see more of the benefits of that flow to our Indigenous communities.
Queensland's Environment Minister Stephen Mills ending Louisa Rebgetz's report.